What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Chasing Freedom Show. Today, I've got a little mini midweek update for you. On these episodes, we're going to go through my business. We're going to deep dive some of the problems that I'm currently facing and what I'm doing to overcome them. And we're going to talk about the deals that I'm in and kind of just a little pulse, a little update on the ins and outs of my real estate business. One of the crucial things that I think is important, especially when you're listening to certain podcasts or consuming information from people, and you're trying to grow, you're trying to learn, you're trying to further yourself, make sure that they're actually active in the space that you're seeking advice from them on, right? So there's a lot of people out there, and I've heard it said in an interesting way, which is if you can't do it, you teach it. So I thought that that was pretty interesting, right? So there are a lot of people that because they can't go make money in a certain space or industry or business, they end up going into coaching or teaching in some capacity. So I thought that that was interesting. So anyways, these episodes are to help you understand the ins and outs of my business. So little update, we've currently got about 6-7 active flips in the Treasure Valley. It's not a super fun time to be a flipper right now. I've got one flip on the market that we originally listed at 570 back in late April. And that flip went pending at 570. And actually, we've now price dropped it down to 500 after it fell out of contract. And we still don't have an accepted offer at 500. We also put up both of our Meridian Road Airbnbs. There are two Airbnbs on almost an acre of land in the middle of Meridian. Pretty uncommon and pretty rare to own something like that. And both of those have been up for a little while. We've been pending twice. Buyers are getting really picky and really finicky right now. And if they don't like something they see on your RE10s or the inspection reports or whatever, they just terminate. They don't think twice about it. Inventory is climbing a little bit, still not enough to be totally concerned. But these are some things that you guys should be watching inside of your own businesses and markets, making sure that things aren't changing past what you've already predicted for. And this is one of the number one reasons why no matter when I was buying properties, whether the market was super hot and it was almost guaranteed to increase another 5-10% in that given month or time period of me owning that property, I never, ever banked on future appreciation. I always comped properties exactly where they were. And now I'm actually comping properties and I'm actually taking like 10 to 12% off the current comp value of any individual property. So I just picked up a flip in The Bench in Boise, Idaho. It's a cool little pocket, super trendy. Everybody likes living there. We've done a ton of flips there. And all the comps were showing that this house could easily sell for $500,000. Well, I happen to know from my current listings that the $500,000 to $600,000 range is not a super fun range to be in. There's a lot of options. There's a big buyer pool and they can go above or below. And right now, because of the climbing inventory, they don't need your home. So anyways, I dropped the price point on this, the back end value of this house when I underwrote it. And I said, it's probably only gonna be worth $485 by the time I go to sell it. That also puts me in the range, in my opinion, that is desirable, which is below 500. There's so many people looking for homes below 500. So anyways, just be careful as you're out there comping your own flip properties. I will personally be slowing down my flip business. I just don't have as much of a gumption and excitement for flipping single family homes as I used to. We definitely won't stop because we're good at it. Our team's built for it. We have great subs, great relationships with everybody in the market. So we will still continually actively buy single family home flips. We just won't do 35, 45 a year. Probably gonna be very happy with 10 to 15 flips a year and we'll call it good at that. Which brings me to a super exciting update. So one of my primary goals, why I got into real estate was I wanted cash flow. I wanted cash flow to cover my personal expenses, which I have achieved financial freedom at a pretty young age and I'm pretty excited about that. So my cash flow covers all of my personal living costs, but I live pretty frugal as well. The next step for me is financial freedom inside of my business. And I want my cash flow to cover all of my salaries for my employees, my team members. I want it to cover our office expense. I want it to cover marketing, all the cost of running the business. So we've been sitting here strategizing and planning out, man, how do we do that? Like, do I really want to go do that through buying duplexes and triplexes and fourplexes and a couple of short-term rentals here and there? Like, it would take me forever to get to 200 grand a year in passive income, which is basically what it takes to run my company. So, and that's at its current size. Like if I grow the company more, I'd need more cash flow to be financially free inside of my company. So we started looking at it and we started looking at short-term rentals out of state. We started looking at what types of short-term rentals are cash flowing the best. We started doing some market research. Short-term rentals are like Airbnbs. They're booked on VRBO. They're not always vacation markets. And that's something a lot of people get confused on. Sometimes their corporate travel. Sometimes their midterm stays. My buddy Tyler Madden in Denver, Colorado, he rents out his fourplex. All of them are midterm stays to nurses, and he makes a killing. So we started evaluating all these things, and we're like, okay, we actually have found some markets where we can actually make $2,000 a month on a single property. If I get to 10, 15, 20 of those, I hit my financial freedom number for my company. Now I'm both my life, my personal lifestyle, and my business are financially free. Do I really want to own 20 single family homes in the Midwest? Not really. That sounds like a lot of headache, right? So then we started looking even deeper. What else can we do? We've kind of stumbled across this interesting asset class, boutique motels. Tony Robinson actually is doing this in Big Bear. And I thought it was pretty interesting. So he's raising money right now, and he's going to put together this huge project, boutique motel out in Big Bear, do super awesome renovations on it. And all of them will be put up as short-term rentals. He'll make a killing, no doubt, right? So I'm now looking for the same thing. So Justin and I are pulling marketing lists this week. We're identifying the target markets that we'd like to be in and around the target cities that we'd like to be in. And we're looking for no smaller than a 10-unit motel. We don't want to go bigger than a 50-unit motel, so sweet spot somewhere between 10 and 15. We want to be within a two-hour radius of a major city. So a major city meaning a minimum population size of at least 650,000 people. Even better if we can be within a two-hour radius of two or three of those large cities. And we're planning on doing an extreme value add. We're specifically looking for owner carry or seller finance deals, being the condition of the market and how uncertain everything is. I think now's the sweet time to be picking up deals where owners are going to carry or seller finance portions of their deals. So that's kind of an update. We're pretty excited. We've been underwriting these motels already. We've been on the phone. We've been making some offers. And so far, the traction's been really good. It's a, in my opinion, it's a fair valued market. It's a fair valued asset class for its current use, which would be like nightly stays that somebody randomly drives through and books it. But it is an undervalued asset class for what it could be. And I like, that's my whole game is value add, right? That's the single family fix and flip world taught me that. So now to add value to a motel at a 10, 20, 30 unit basis, turn those all into short-term rentals. We're going to be able to hit our cash flow goals in one to two of these properties, which I like that a lot better. I'd rather know two addresses, have two teams running, you know, each project and be done at that point rather than 20 single family homes. And that's not to say, I know this strategy is probably getting confusing, but it's not to say we're still not picking up the single family STRs in the Midwest, because we are. But our primary goal now is picking up the distressed motels. So stay tuned, guys. I'll have way more for you on those projects as we get a few of them under contract. But we're definitely going bigger. We're tired of playing in the small realm of the single family flips. We've got it nailed down. We've got some team members that are really stepping up, which has been really cool. And they're taking a lot of that. So we'll probably cap ourselves at that 10 to 15 mark on flips. We've also got some great new flip partners that we've been kind of teeing up with, and they've been handling a lot of our projects. Lots of cool stuff in the pipeline. If you guys didn't know, I got a new puppy. His name is Brew, and he's a little Rottweiler. I rescued him at 4 months old. Kind of unfortunate news. This last week, I was up in McCall with the dogs, and Brew seemed to be acting a little weird. So I decided I was going to go home and take him to the vet. And sure enough, the vet tells me he has parvo. Brew was bought from a breeder by a family. And that family then decided about 3 weeks into owning him that they no longer wanted him. So they gave him up. He floated from one foster family to another. And I ended up taking him and adopting him into our family. And turns out that the breeder never gave him any vaccinations at all. Had I known he didn't have vaccinations, I would have got him for him, and I would have never taken him anywhere and put him at risk. Now he's at the vet getting taken care of under 24-hour care. Parvo's pretty serious. And to be honest, it's been very difficult for me. I love my dogs. They're very important to me. So to know my little puppy's sick and I can't be with him and he's alone and scared is pretty freaking challenging. But on top of that, if people think that I'm going to silently sit aside and not figure out how to get even with these breeders who lied and didn't vaccinate their puppies, they're in for a rude awakening. If these breeders were going to do anything smart right now, erasing my presence online, deleting my phone numbers, hiding my address, all of it. Yeah, these dogs mean a ton to me, and people messing with them doesn't make me very happy. So anyways, guys, that's an update on my personal life. My personal house is almost done being rehabbed. All the tile work's going in. Super excited to see that come together. Flip the house on an acre in Boise. Picked that up in November. We were supposed to be moving in February. We were way behind there. Now we're hoping for the end of July. We'll see what happens. So anyways, guys, stay tuned. More to come on the motel projects. And final update, we are approaching episode 50 of the Chasing Freedom Show. Episode 50 is going to be a huge launch. I got a super special guest coming on. You guys are going to be mind blown that I got this guy to come on the podcast. It's pretty cool. That being said, the show will change. So I just want to give you guys full preparation of that. So there will be some ad spots taken up. So far, I've filled one of the ad spots. We're only going to run 3 ads. They have to be a real estate related business that adds value to my community. If you guys know or can think of anyone that would be a good fit, there are going to be about 20-second ad spots. And again, they have to be a good company. You guys have to come to me with your full recommendation of their services. Pretty excited about one of the sponsors. They've helped me a ton. So they'll be of great value to you guys on the show. And for episode 50, it's going to be a huge launch. All right, guys, appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for taking this time to listen to this episode. Thank you guys for your continued support and listening to the show. To me, sending me DMs on Instagram, reaching out. I'm always happy to help with anything that I can, questions or whatever. And if you guys don't mind leaving a review and sharing this podcast with someone who you think that will benefit from it, maybe not this particular episode, but any of the episodes with the guest, anything that stuck out to you, if you guys could share that with your friends and family, that greatly helps me have more reach and more impact. And that's the whole name of this show, is Chasing Freedom. I want to help you guys achieve financial freedom through real estate. So thanks again, guys. Stay blessed. We'll see you next time.